When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, people? You are locked into the Miles Mikulski podcast. It's your boy Miles here with you for another week, and I hope you lot have been really, really good, staying healthy, staying blessed. Thank you to everyone who enjoyed the CK interview that went out earlier on this week. And it's just nice that we're getting towards the end of the year now. It's Christmas season, it's slowly approaching. I had my first, and I'm gonna sound so gluttonous. I had my first, let me break some backstory context down. All right, so every year, let me make myself seem ungluttonous so that it justifies what I'm about to say, So I'm not really a big McDonald's eater. And if you guys have listened to the show for a very, very long time, you would have known that even to this day, I've never had a Big Mac or like a McDonald's burger that is not a McChicken sandwich or a Filet-O-Fish. I've never had a beef burger from McDonald's, whether that be a Big Mac, whether that be a hamburger, whether that be a cheeseburger, which I don't even know what the difference is, to be honest. Is the cheeseburger with just a hamburger with cheese? I've had about 4 beef burgers in my life, and I can honestly admit that. I'm not even joking. I'm telling the truth, right? So for me, I like in general, I had this issue a couple years ago, right? I had to get a crown on one of my teeth because I cracked it on, I'm definitely sure I cracked it on some popcorn. So, you know, always make sure you, before your bite, you check the kernels, you know what I'm saying? Like, make sure you're not biting directly into the kernel. So ever since that summer, I used to bang like chicken legend, bear. Like, that used to be my thing, you know what I'm saying? That was the go-to plug for me, chicken legend. Chicken selects on the side, isn't it? Even after a night out or anything like that before COVID, like, I would be there, chicken selects and chicken legend, especially the spicy mayo one, you know what I mean, or the barbecue one. But sometimes they over lettuce. Anyway, there's a point to this story. So obviously, as you can see, after I had the crown, I kind of got to the point where like I would associate, because if anyone's ever had like a permanent tooth in or like a permanent accessory to a tooth, they fall out very easy, and it was the most awkward thing. Every time I bite into my chicken legend, I'm sorry if you're eating, isn't it? Every time I eat my chicken legend, I'd see like the tooth would kind of like come loose, like the crown bit, because obviously I had my tooth there, but it was just like a thing that was on top of it to keep it before I got the crown, and it'd come loose, and then I'd see like chewed up chicken legend inside the crown. I'm sorry guys if you're eating it, and it'd be like, ugh. So now, even 2 years on, since like, I think it was like July 2019 when I got that, I haven't eaten chicken legend since. I can't. I tried chicken selects, but they don't even hit no more. So for me, I can't. Anyway, so the reason why, all I've said for the last 2 years is, the only things I can eat from the McDonald's menu is a fillet of fish, the chips, the drink, and the McFlurry. And you can't eat a drink, you know what I'm saying? So you can just drink a drink. So they're the only things I get off the menus. When I go to McDonald's, everyone knows Miles fillet of fish. Do you know what I mean? Cheeseburger, hamburger. I tried to make chicken sandwich the other day. I was like, bro, what is this? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so this is why I said that I had to get the whole backstory out, so that it made me just seem like I'm just out here fiending for McDonald's. But every single year around Easter time, they do cream egg McFlurry. Yeah, that's my go-to McFlurry when it comes out. It sounds so bad. I can't even lie. I don't even know why I'm sharing this story right now. You know, like, bro, I think you play the music. You're wasting my time. And then after that, Christmas time, they haven't released festive pie. They haven't released festive pie in like 2 years, isn't it? Like, I don't think they did it last year. So I was with my mate. We're going through drive-through, yeah, because we got some food, and we're like, oh, I could do a McFlurry. Yeah, I mean, ice cream machine didn't work. L. And then I saw, oh, they got festive pie, and I just, you know, that's what I'm saying. It just sounds so bad. So I literally bowled through, tried the festive pie. It was all right. It was okay. But it was at like 11:30 at night. So it's kind of late for they close at 12. So you know they're just trying to get the stuff out and keep it moving. But listen, festive season is here. And I'm not just defining it because I got a festive pie. But we are slowly winding it. You know what I mean? If you're in America, you would have already had, by the time this broadcast comes up, you would have already had Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving or happy belated Thanksgiving. Black Friday would have come around as well. I'm not even trying to buy anything this year. This time last year, everyone was trying to get the PS5. I got mine. I'm relaxing. I ain't trying to buy nothing. I was thinking about buying FIFA, but that game has caused me too much stress over the years for me to even think about buying that right now, regardless if it's £30 or not. You know them ones there. I literally cannot do that at all. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, enough of that. Let's move on. Basically, let's talk about this White Yardie conversation, man. So, Unapologetic Show, and it's on Channel 4. I haven't watched the show personally yet. I didn't even know it was a thing, to be fair. I don't even watch TV like that. But, I mean, shout out to ZZ Mill, shout out to Yinka for doing the show. And they had White Yardie on there. Now, White Yardie is somebody who I appreciate his stuff. Like, his little skits he does on YouTube and probably on TikTok as well. Like, they are funny. Like, when he's talking about people that can't season their food or terrible cooks or someone being shambolic. I like those types of videos, you know what I mean? Because I do the same thing, not like creating the videos. I just do them in silence. But I do appreciate all of that. And there was a video that he did the other day where it's like a little boy, he was like maybe like 9, like seasoning his chicken, got the pasta, and he made like a little macaroni and cheese. And he was saying, listen, tell me where you live, I'll send you a whole bunch of seasonings, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. So that was like, you know, nice to see, you know what I'm saying? So like, a lot of people have been in the past, not so much now to an extent, skeptical of White Yardie because one, he's white, and two, he's speaking in patois all the time. Jamaican dialect, basically, like, you know what I mean? Caribbean dialect, because other countries speak patois, but he's from Jamaica. So he was on the show talking to, I don't know who the other guy was, right? And I should have done the research before, but like, they basically were like saying, like, the guy, I'll give you some context, I'll play you the clip so you have it for yourself. But the guy was basically, they were talking about like, is White Yardie actually Jamaican, or does he feel like he's a part of black culture, etc, etc. And the way they were speaking to him, yeah, it was jarring me out bare. Now, he put this as a clip on his actual YouTube channel, but it's caused a big of a stir afterwards. So we're gonna talk about that. But for context for you guys, I'm gonna run the clip right now, and then after that, then you'll be able to hear what was said.
Do you believe that you are part of black culture?
I believe I'm a part of the Jamaican culture.
Okay.
What's the difference to you?
The difference to me is that what is the black culture, you cannot just define black culture as black culture, because it varies. I relate with the Jamaican culture because it's a culture that I grew up in. You know, we have black British culture, so that's a different thing. But to me, black British culture is a merge of like Jamaican, Caribbean, and Africa, and England together. That makes the black British culture. That's what I would say. But I cannot define in one sentence to say this is black culture, because it's...
Can I ask a quick question?
Of course.
When did you decide that you were Jamaican? Was it when you came back over here? Was it when someone asked you, like, was there an experience where you just felt, I identify as a Jamaican man?
Let me explain to you, yeah? And I don't know if I've ever said this on an interview anywhere yet, but my mother, before me, she had a miscarriage. So when she was pregnant with me, she could have gave birth to me in Jamaica.
Right.
But where we live, the hospitals weren't great. So obviously she has that opportunity to leave. Once she had me and did the checks, 3 months on a plane back to Jamaica. So from there until what I know has been that. So it's not like I wake up one day and say, oh, 5-year-old, I'm gonna be Jamaican. Oh, 10-year-old, I think I'm Jamaican. 12-year-old, okay, cool. I'm definitely Jamaican. Yeah. It's just what's inside, you understand what I mean, brother?
To call yourself a Jamaican, that's interesting. Because you said that you weren't born there. But I guess if the community to which you kind of were raised in, which is Jamaica, obviously, if they've embraced you, the large swaths of them and stuff, and if you've got citizenship, I don't know if you have, but yeah, from where I come...
Harry, do you have a Jamaican passport?
Yes, I do.
I find it interesting as well, because how do you decide? White Yardie, I'm from Jamaica, my grandparents are from Jamaica, yeah. My dad's born there, my mum was born here. You probably would know more about Jamaica than me, just because I'm black now. No one, if I said I'm Jamaican, no one's gonna question me. It is, yeah, you're just Jamaican. Exactly. But you probably know how to cook yard food, you know how to do all
that's
of that
my life.
Better than me. So then who are we to tell him, actually, no, you're not Jamaican, just because he's white?
I went to school in Jamaica, so when people are, when people here are talking about, oh, you cannot represent the culture, you're not from Jamaica, you're not this, like that, you know nothing about the black culture, and I'm like, you were born here, you were raised here, you went school here. That means if you went school for like, how long do you go school when you're here? Like what?
Too long.
How many years? Just say like 12 years. Ooh, or
yeah, yeah, about that. Yeah, yeah.
So 14 years. Realistically, they only taught you what? 14 months of Black history. My whole schooling was Black history. So I learned everything about the culture. So when I'm in school, we don't have a month to say, this is white history month, because we have to accept that white. Yeah, I don't care about that. I'm there to learn, and I'm not there to learn. I'm just going with what I know is life.
Would you say that someone like White Yardie is culture appropriating?
No, not at all. I think that, you know, not least because he actually has some connection to many of these parts of the world, but he clearly doesn't have intentions to denigrate, to humiliate, or to make a particular culture inferior in the eyes of the majority of society. He's clearly doing it from a sense of appreciation and a sense of sharing love, and I think that that is something that is positive.
But White Yardie, Harry, yeah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure, and I think that you've been a very valued member of this panel.
So, like, this whole situation just rattled me out differently, honestly. I was so rattled by this because it's like, firstly, a lot of people do get the whole thing confused. Like, you know, they do get a lot of racial, like, race or skin colour and culture and heritage mixed up. So, the whole thing is, I mean, again, something about 50, 60 years ago, right, you get people who might come out and say, oh, you can't be British or English, I should say English, because you're Black. Go back to where you came from. I'm not even gonna lie, some of the people still use them bars now, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, and that's why a lot of people from like ethnic minority backgrounds call themselves British, because it's like, yeah, we're from here, but we ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because of the messages and sentiments that get shared. Now, why I liked what White Yardie said is, he didn't say he's part of Black culture. He said he's part of Jamaican culture, and he's lived there for the majority of his life, and he grew up there, and like he said, he went to school there, he learned things, more so than a lot of the dons who are like Caribbean, like British Caribbean, I should say, who like of Caribbean backgrounds, but lived in the UK all their life, do you know what I mean? And it's one of them situations where, like when the guy said, oh, like, so when did you decide that you're Jamaican? It's like, you already sound like a condescending fool as it is, yeah? But on top of that, it's like, what are you trying to preserve here? Because I'm not gonna lie, if I saw, I don't know White Yardie personally, innit? Like, I'm defending a man I don't know, innit? But if I was to look at it and be like, yeah, you're using this, you're clout chasing, basically. Like, obviously, I understand that some people are gonna be skeptical of like white people's intentions, right? Especially like woke Black people, like they're gonna be very skeptical. And at the same time, I understand why, because of the history of so many things in the world, innit, in the past. So that, don't get me wrong, I can see the point, but when it comes to culture and race, they are very different. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because everyone associates Jamaica as being synonymous with Black people, innit? So when you see this white don appear out of nowhere and start talking, people are gonna be like, oh, what's going on? What's, you know what I mean? Like, that is not how you do, that's not how things run. Honestly, that is not how things run. Like, he is as part of Jamaican culture as anyone else is, because he grew up there, do you know what I mean? His family, obviously his family are English, but they moved there, but that's like everybody, do you know what I mean? Because that would be like a situation where people start to question, like, oh yeah, well, you know, if your parents came from here, then are you even this, do you know what I mean? And then some people be like, well, yeah, I'm from, I don't know, I'm African or whatever, or I'm Caribbean, and it's like, yeah, but you're also from here, you grew up here, like, do you know what I mean? Like, if you, like, when you meet, and this is the thing, for me, obviously a couple months ago, you guys know I went to my first like proper Nigerian wedding, and I was surrounded by Nigerians from Nigeria. Now, I'm not one of them people that claim, like, people ask me where I'm from like many different countries, innit? Like, I'm one of them like people that I'm a melting pot myself personally, but the difference is I was very aware of how my Nigerian friends, who are like all out, because I'm part Nigerian, but obviously like all out Nigerian, right, how they act. Or the how the Nigerians from Nigeria act compared to the Nigerians who are growing up in Britain. Very, very different. And that's the thing, it's like, yeah, you walk different lives, you walk different experiences and stuff like that. So when I saw that, yeah, and I saw like the way they were trying to like proper be out here trying to do the most on White Yardie, I was like, yeah, like this is a bit fishy, and I'm not really rating it. Like, at the end of the day, you can be white, Asian, Black, and from a country that you're not, it's not synonymous with that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can be actively like a black Japanese person if you wanted to be. Do you know what I mean? You could easily be that. And no, what could someone say to you? Look at like Rui Hachimura. I think he plays for the Washington Wizards in basketball, yeah? He's half, what's his name? Half Japanese. I think he's like the other side's from Benin in Africa. I think he's in West Africa, yeah? Like, he grew up in Japan. So how are you telling me he's not Jamaican because he's black? You know what I'm saying? Even though he's like, he's one side different because he's half. If someone grew up there, like, actually no, let me not use that example because there's no point using that example. Let me use 21 Savage, yeah? I'm not even gonna lie to you, until that whole scandal, no one knew that that guy was from Newham, you know, apart from maybe a few people who might have known his family personally and known that they kept it moving like when he was like 8 or 9. Do you know what I mean? He spent majority of his childhood years, if not half of them, but majority of his life in America. He's part of American culture. If he jumped on a UK song right now, everyone would be gassed, but he's not, he's British by like heritage, but he's American by culture. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's what I look at Wayardi. I look at him, look, he's British or English by culture. No, by heritage. He's Jamaican by culture. Man's got a Jamaican passport. Now, anyone can get a Jamaican, You can get citizenships, that's what I was gonna say. You can get citizenships for like by paying for certain things. Like I believe it's like some of these European countries, you pay like 200,000 euro. And you basically become a citizen there. So you can get yourself a passport for 200,000 euro. The difference, I don't know if Jamaica does that, but I'm not saying White Yardie's done that either. I'm just saying that people can buy citizenship, but if he didn't do that, so from what I know. So yeah, sometimes I feel like people are skeptical about people's intentions, but they take the energy to the wrong place. And I definitely feel like that was done with White Yardie on the Unapologetic Show. Good conversation to have, but I just feel like the people they had there had their own I don't really like when people walk into an argument with their own agenda and like they don't hear what you're saying, they're just there, and then automatically they say something like, so when did you just, you know what I mean, that them type of things there, they're annoying, they're jarring, because it's like, bro, like why, like what's going on? Do you know what I'm saying? Like why can't you just have a proper conversation? And the thing is, the other guy, I don't even know his name, he might walk away and say White Yardie is not Jamaican, but it's like, no, like I said, I've stressed this point enough. Like, you could be from a country and you don't have to be what the majority of the population is. Look at it this way, yeah? Like, if we're going on grounds of, like, where people are born, because obviously some people say different things, innit? Right? If you're going on the grounds of where someone's born, I was born in England, innit? Right? I was born in West London. So I'm English, right? Yeah, cool. But I've got heritage from many different places. Even the part of the heritage that is from the UK, like literally background and culture and all that, yeah, it's from Wales, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, everyone looked at my name and said, man, you're Scottish. I'm partly as well, you know? I can't even lie, I'm partly as well. But it's like, Wales has got a bigger portion in there. So, it's just one of them situations where it's like, yeah, man, it is what it is. And that's it. And even the thing is, final point on this, because I want to move on, I want to kind of keep it moving as well. It's like, I remember when I went to the Nigerian wedding, one of the elders, who again, from Nigeria, came through, basically said, oh, like, where am I from? Or what's my surname, innit? Because obviously people know things by surname. So I told him my surname, of course, Mikulski, bro. That means nothing to him, you know what I'm saying? He was like, what? I said, Mikulski. He said, is that Polish? I'm like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's actually not. But the thing is, some Polish people have come up to me in the past and said, am I part Polish? And I'm like, bruv, no. And that's the thing, I was ignorant at the time. I was like, bruv, no. Like, I'm black. Why would I be from Poland? You know what I'm saying? And that's dumb. That's such a dumb thing to say, because you can be, especially in this day and age, black and from Poland. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could easily be half Polish if I wanted to be. I mean, not obviously, I can't be right now. I can't just change my genetic makeup, but who's to say I wasn't born in Poland and I moved here when I was like one? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just in your mind, you think Poland, you think white people, or you think Poles, you know what I'm saying? Naturally, but there are going to be other people that are from there that are not what you're you know, synonymous with. So anyway, he was like, okay, where are you from? I told him, blah, blah. Then he said, where's my dad from? I told him, Ghana. And I just said, Ghana. I was like, I ain't going to. I'm dealing with someone who's in a very monolithic, and I don't even know if that's the right word, but like one-minded mindset. That's what I'm trying to say, yeah? So like, he was like, oh, where's your dad from? I said, Ghana. He's like, oh, so you're Ghanaian. Then I'm like, all right. I was like, in my mind, I'm thinking, I can be whatever you want me to be. I don't care, innit? I really don't. I'm not interested. So stuff like that, yeah, man. People moving mad, like, Unapologetic Show. It seemed like a decent conversation, but yeah, after that, it just got very, very techie. After this whole episode of Unapologetic went out, We then saw backlash because Dane Baptiste was a comedian who was actually sitting on the panel in this, but in the clip that White Yardie showed, Dane Baptiste didn't say anything regarding it. It was literally White Yardie, Yinkar, ZZ Mills, and this other guy talking back and forth, right? Dane Baptiste was just there. Until this other part, which I'm about to explain, happened, I didn't even realize he was there. I'm not saying that as a disrespect to him, don't know the guy, but I'm just saying he wasn't talking in the conversation, so you'd be none the wiser to even realize he was there. So anyway, Dane Baptiste started going at like White Yardie and saying like, there were some tweets that came out and like some screenshots and stuff like that, where basically like Dane Baptiste said to White Yardie, SYM, think about what SYM means. And then after that, what's it called? White Yardie went like, I swear down, yeah, SYM, yeah. And then after that, yeah, then Dane Baptiste said, yeah, SYM. Basically, SYM, but he basically said white mum instead, right? And then it became this whole thing and people were going crazy on it. ZZ Mills came out and said stuff, and then Dane Baptiste came out with a video and basically said that exchange on Twitter or the DMs was from 6 months ago, when there was like, I think an incident in St. Vincent that had come out, and basically he, like, White Yardie was calling out like people, like saying like, oh, why they're not helping, like donate anything and stuff like that, and Dane Baptiste's name is one of the people that called. Proceeded to show the video where White Yardie did do that, and then they got into DMs and stuff like that, and then Dane was like, yeah, on the day of Unapologetic, you were just in your room, like you weren't trying to come out, or you weren't on nothing, blah 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 blah. And he was saying the reason why I said SY white mum, like, is because I walk a different life than, like, as a black Caribbean man, than, as you know, as White Yardie does, as a white, blah 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 blah. So the whole situation just became a bit of a mess afterwards, and it's just, I get it. There's always going to be little beefs and stuff like that. And Dane Baptiste basically came out and said, I don't want to partake in no more drama or anything with this, because it's not, I don't want to do that in the comedy industry and stuff like that. I'm paraphrasing basically what he said, isn't it? And it's just like, bro, like, this whole situation is a mess. Don't get me wrong, people can have issues with people, innit? People could actively dislike people, that's fine. And like, honestly, in this radio industry that we work in, or that I work in, there's bare people I don't like, innit? Like, honestly, there's bare people I don't like, but I keep it quiet. I don't say nothing. Because there's people that actively came out, even before, back in my day, back especially a couple years ago, I don't know about now, I even got told, this is not whilst I was at Wizard, innit? Right? I got told by a station manager, oh yeah, like someone has been slagging you off on Twitter. And I'm like, bro, why? I was saying, like, literally, like, why? Why are you slagging me off on Twitter? I'm not even doing anything. Like, I'm a person that keeps myself to myself. And a lot of the time, sometimes in radio industries and stuff like that, I know I'm making this about me and I'm not making it about White Yardie right now, but I'll bring it back in a minute. But like, I'm one of the people that keep myself to myself. So like, if someone texts me and says, oh yeah, how was that interview, or how did you get this? I'm not here for that. How was the interview? Fine. It was cool. Watch the interview and you can find out for yourself. And that's the thing, people don't like that, because if people want to be friend, but stab people in the back, because what they do is they store ammunition on you and then they're ready to fire it off when they want to expose you. And I don't do that. And I'm not saying I have anything that I have which is exposable, because I'm very much just a standard dude. How I talk to you guys and girls and everyone is hard. I'm just, that's who I am, innit? I'm not trying to be someone I'm not. It's as simple as that. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. Do you know what I'm saying? So, or you'd be able to tell. You know, you could just read from people like, you're bare fake, you know, man. Keep it moving. I don't want to be around you. And that's the type of person I am. If I sense that and I can see it, I'm not trying to chat to you, you know. Nerves, I get. Do you know what I mean? I always give people first, and I give people a second chance as well. But after a while, if I'm seeing you leeching or you're trying too hard, get out of my face. I don't want to be here for that. But with this whole situation, like, I just feel like it got taken away. This aftermath was just became something that it didn't need to be. Like, exposing, obviously, the tweets that came out, I don't think Dane or White Yardie actually leaked those tweets from what I remember, but it's just long. And I hope they can reconcile it, or if not, stay out of each other's spaces and lanes, do you know what I mean? Don't get booked for the same shows, but hopefully it doesn't affect the bread for each one. Or they sit down as Caribbean men and have it out as a conversation, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's the best thing that can get done, because otherwise it's just going to be a bit long. And yeah, man, so we're right now in 2021 2022, I'm on a healing wave right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm on a wave that I want to see everyone do well, but This is what happens when you live on Twitter, boy. Twitter is a toxic place. Dope. The next thing I want to talk about as well is, of course, the tragic passing of young Dolph. Like, that was such sad news that came out this week. I was like, I was actually really shocked when I saw that. It was weird. Like, I'm not gonna be out here and stunting and say like Young Dolph was my favorite artist. He wasn't. Like, Key Glock, I actually like Key Glock. Young Dolph and Key Glock, when them two on their wave together, like Rain and all them songs there, they're really good. I really enjoyed those. But it kind of brought up questions about, you know, if you're successful and you live in the hood and you've got like ops, yeah, do you move out? Because obviously some people just don't have ops like that, because they might not be from the street, they might just live in a dangerous area. But if you've got good money, do you still move out of that area that you're from? And it that's what, could basically, like with Young Dolph, he was shot at like a cookie store, right? People pulled up, exchange, altercation, he was shot, passed away last week, right? So people are like, do you move out of the place that you're from because, you know, like, because that's a thing to do? And obviously for safety purposes, less people are going to be around you, etc., etc. And the thing is, for the most part, it makes sense to do that. It does actually make a lot of sense to kind of move and separate yourself away from everything and live in a different space and environment. If you're from inner city, move to the suburbs, or even move to a suburbs inner city over from where you are. But at the same time, it's like, people always say this stuff, and it's like, yeah, you can love and give back to your community, but people still will, you know, find you in that sense. You know what I mean? If you're posting, like, for example, I don't think Drake has ops like that. You know what I mean? Drake is not about, I'm not saying Drake's not about that life, I'm just saying Drake is different. But when Kanye posted that address, even though Kanye said that address was already out, people could have put, if people really wanted, were on smoke like that, people could have pulled up to that location if they really wanted to. Do you know what I mean? But they didn't, because he ain't got ops like that. But even looking at the Pop Smoke situation of 2020, like, he was shot in LA and killed in LA. He's from New York. That's actually bare far away. That's nowhere near each other. Do you know what I mean? It's on the other side of America, east to west coast. Yeah, east to west coast. So people find your address. If you got ops, people know people, put a few calls in, they're gonna come for you. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's just a shame, because like, I think about, like, obviously what Young Dolph was doing, he was really giving back to the Memphis community and stuff like that in general. And then obviously for that to happen, it's like, it's left a real downer. And the thing is, it's like, for people who liked hip-hop and appreciated hip-hop, or like the Memphis sound, it's gonna hit more than like a general thing like a Pop Smoke, because Pop Smoke was a big commercial artist as much as he was a New York drill artist. Do you know what I mean? Because drill is, I feel like drill's dying a little bit, but that's another topic for another day. But like, he was the popping person for the sound at the time. Everyone was looking at Pop Smoke. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's the difference. But with Young Dolph, like, obviously I hope they find the people that did it, and yeah, he gets some justice and stuff like that. But I don't know how you guys feel about moving out from the hoods that you're from. Like, do you feel like that's the safest place to be? I personally don't. I always feel like it's probably good to move out. Like, you know what I mean? If you lived in, I'm just gonna use London for example, Piccadilly Circus, obviously, if Piccadilly Circus was the ghetto and not with a massive like signs and stuff, but that was the ends, proper ends in that, I'm moving to like Surbiton, or I'm moving to like, I don't know, Essex, or I'm moving to like Surrey, or I'm moving to Kent. You know what I mean? I'm moving out enough that I'm away from everything. Do you know what I mean? But what do you guys think? Let me know. But our final topic of the day is gonna be all to do with Sophia Yurista. Now, you might have never heard of her in your life, and I never heard of her until this week, or last week, I should say, because it was all a madness. She was doing a show, and let me tell you exactly where she was doing the show. I've got her Twitter right in front of me right now, as all you know. So she was at the Rockville Metal Festival in Daytona. I can't remember where Daytona is in America, but Daytona is where it was, isn't it? Right? And she basically was on stage doing her thing, as you do. And I understand, sometimes tactical toilet breaks are needed, isn't it? You know, no one's there. But if you're in the middle of a set, yeah, you can't go to the toilet. You can't say, guys, 15 minutes, I'll be back. You know what I mean? Just in case the toilet's bare far. So she said she needs to go to the toilet. And she said, does anyone want to get, you know, peed on? You know what I'm saying? And one guy obliged humbly, which is mad, you know what I mean? And she proceeded to, you know, on him, you know what I'm saying? Like, sound effects and that, come on. But it looked like a lot of water, to be fair. It weren't water, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a lot. So people were going crazy, saying, yo, this is the weirdest stuff I've ever seen. And the thing is, some people who are freaky, man, they were literally like, yo, I wish I was him. I'm like, bro, relax. You know what I'm saying? Relax. Calm down. Inhale, exhale, stop that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, everyone's entitled to do what they want to do. But the difference is, yeah, it was one of the weirdest things that came out. People started getting at her. I find it funny because her name's Urethra and it reminded me of Urethra. I don't know why that was so funny, but in my mind, I was being immature and it was silly. But she literally had to come out and say, hey everyone, I want to speak to my performance at Rockville Metal Festival in Daytona. I've always pushed the limits in music and on the stage. That night, I pushed the limits too far. I love my family, the band, and the fans more than anything. I know that was some of the... Wait, let me read that again. That was under the kind of band that I messed it up. She said, I love my family, the band, and the fans more than anything, and I know that some were hurt or offended by what I did. I apologize to them and want them to know that I didn't mean to hurt them. I'm not a shock artist. I always want to put the music first. I'm grateful for all of your continued love and support. There you go. I can't read. I've had my cup of tea. Do you know what I mean? I'm just making sure I get it out perfectly clear and verbatim. So at first, when I watched this video, I thought she actually like just said, yo, let's go. And she just, you know, did what her thing was, but she didn't. Like, I didn't even realize there was a guy there the first time. I thought like she was on a stage and she just kind of said, yo, let's go. Like, she was on some madness, but she actually did ask. It was consensual, you know, from the guy who clearly was all about that life, and he was happy as well. Like, you can find it, if you type in her name and stuff like that, yeah, you'll see it. He was mad happy afterwards. He was doing like baseball swings and stuff. I'm like, yo, I don't want to be part of the splash show. Do you mind wiping your face down and then leaving me alone? Stay out of my radius, social distancing, 4 meters away from me now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all bad. But yeah, what is the maddest thing you've seen? Like, I don't think I've seen anything of that craziness, you know, in a stage ever. Like, I feel like Tory Lanez crowd surfing has been the maddest thing I've seen. I mean, there was one time when I was at a show, I think it's 2019, as a Mine show. Shout out Mine, just dropped the tape as well. And he was there, and then these guys tried to, like, he basically changed where he was. He went from the stage, he went up to some random spot, yeah, just some random spot, like up on the stage. Everyone had to kind of like do a step back and look up, and I actually did that at the same time as I was speaking. That was weird. And these two guys started trying to lean on me and my mate, and then my mate just pushed him away, and it's like we could literally legit just step to one side and they'll drop and bang their head on the floor. And at that time, I'm like, I ain't got no sympathy for you if you do that, because we told you to get off and you're not getting off. Like, do you know what I mean? So if this happened in 2021, I'm doing that. I'm not even gonna lie. Your head's banging on the floor, mate. That's not my problem. I already told you to get off me. So yeah, man. It's Sophia Urethra. She is doing a mad thing. It was, yeah. If I saw it, I don't know what I'd do. Like, and the thing is, at least it was only on him and he was happy about it. The guy was happy about it. I don't know why. I hope, and the thing is, this is disgusting. I hope he didn't swallow any of it. But I don't know, because that's a clean up in aisle two. But he was very happy about it. So I don't know. Yeah, it was mad. And she actually drank a lot of water as well. Like, it was a lot. So yeah, I might just have to leave that one there still. You know what I mean? It was just, it was just a lot. It was just too much, man. It was just, yeah, man. Control your bladder, fam. You know what I mean? Wait till you finish your final song and then keep it moving. But she came out with an apology. She apologized. Thing is, this is the baddest part about it, yeah? What does she have to apologize for? It was consensual. She did what she did. She's at a show. Like, some people were like, listen, if I go to a Kanye show, I want to see a rant every time. I don't want to hear not see a rant. I feel like I'm shortchanged. She's going to have to up the levels at the next show. Now I'm like, bro, she don't need to up the levels. She needs to relax, keep calm, sing your songs, keep it moving. But what do you have to apologize for? It's your show. Do what you want. Do whatever you want. Obviously, that comes within limits, of course. But at the same time, if you ask, he obliged. You didn't, you know, reveal anything. Obviously, your bum was out in front of this guy as you peed on him, which is still mad, but it was consensual. It was at a show. I mean, unless it's a show where it's, I don't know the age limit of the show. If it was loads of, like, under 18 or 21s in America, maybe it's under 18 thing still. Like, say if you got, like, 12-year-olds in the crowd, that's when it's techie, innit? If it's an adult show, 18 plus, you're there doing your thing. It's a music festival. Festivals are kind of different, innit? So I don't know what the age limit was for that festival. But if it's a ting, why are you apologizing for it? That is just my opinion. And that is where we're gonna leave it there. I wanna say a massive thank you to everyone who locked in today. Of course, we had another like extended episode, which has gone on for quite long. I will shorten these episodes down a bit, so we won't be going on for like almost 40 minutes, because that is a long time still. I know that. Come on, guys. I know I'm talking a lot. I'm in a spirited mood, so had to be done. I wanted to talk about Adele and how she's done something revolutionary, but I can't even do that today. So we're going to have to leave that one for maybe next week, unless something crazy happens. But again, thank you for listening to the podcast. Of course, remember, you can follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. That is Twitter, Instagram, follow the podcast. And yeah, tune into my radio show every single Friday for my DJ set show, which is on Friday nights at Wizard Radio from 10 p.m. or my Saturday show, which is every single 5 p.m. on wizardradio.co.uk, just in case you didn't know. Anyway, I'm gonna leave you guys. I'll catch you guys next week. We have another interview dropping on the podcast on Wednesday, so make sure you check that one out. If it's not and you listen to this on a random Tuesday, the next episode on the podcast is going to be with Deneo. So yeah, have fun, and I'll catch you guys in a bit. Peace.